So, may I ask how you even ripped out your entire exhaust system? Spirited driving? But seriously, how did you manage to do that? Off-roading? That must have been pretty intense then. You gotta take me with you the next time. It sounds like so much fun. Things are fine down here. Usually, you'd just install a new exhaust with the car on the lift and some help, but I've gotten pretty good at doing it on my own with all four wheels on the ground. Besides, your car doesn't have the exhaust threaded in between a bunch of other parts. Oh, no help needed here, sweetie. I don't mind doing it this way, and I wouldn't want my customer to raise a finger. I called you sweetie? Yeah, you don't mind, right? Good. It was no trouble, really. I mean, I ordered the parts 2 days ago, and they're already here. They came from Sweden. Didn't cost much, surprisingly. You're not driving a Lamborghini, after all. Every part there is priced like a new BMW. I usually charge 300 for a job like this. This wouldn't be any different. The craziest mechanic story I have? Oh, that'd have to be when a rich lady came in with an older Bentley. She showed up super early in the morning with an extremely bossy attitude and demanded I fix her Bentley. She didn't even really know what was wrong with it. The only thing she told me was, and I quote, "The steering vibrates," before giving me a stack of money to fix it. When I checked the steering assembly, I was honestly baffled. The alignment was completely out of whack. The car must have literally been pulling from left to right. I know, right? That woman didn't look like it, but she must have been extremely strong to keep the car under control like that. When I asked her, she told me that it's been a problem for a week, but that she was just too busy to get it fixed earlier. Kinda amazing, considering she was rich and could have had anyone take it to the mechanic for her. And so I fixed it, all while she just sat on the side and constantly talked on her phone, going on about some party or something. And that's it. Your new car's exhaust system is installed. You could pay me right now. Or you could give me something else. don't play coy. I've seen you take peeks at me. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't return the favor on multiple occasions. You're great company. Funny and pleasing to the eyes. How about instead of money, I get to take you out on a date instead? So, what do you say, sweetie? Bold move there, but now you've only made me want you even more. You're really good at this. Not to mention delicious. I'm your first kiss? Kinda hard to believe. You're quite the catch. You liked it? Good. There's more in store for you. But first comes the date. Here's my number. I'll text you when I'll pick you up. I always take Thursdays and the weekends off. Oh yeah, I'm picking you up. I cannot just fix cars, but also drive them, you know? I'm just messing with you. I know you didn't mean it like that. Before you leave, let me just There. That mark should keep you excited for the next few days. I'll text you later today, okay? Okay. See you later, sweetie.